Page 227.
The Mason-Dixon line forms the border between Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Delaware. It was actually drawn by two astronomers from England named Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon. The two astronomers were hired by two families, the Calverts and the Penns, who could not agree on the border between their neighboring properties. Mason and Dixon worked for 4 years, finishing in 1767. However, the line became famous for much more than the dispute between the two families. It became the symbol of the route to freedom for the slaves in the South. When they crossed the Mason-Dixon line into the northern states, they were free men, women, and children.
E. Underground Railroad.
There was a network of people, known as agents, who helped runaway slaves escape to freedom. Hiding places were called stations, and those who hid runaway slaves in their homes were called station masters. The fugitives were helped in many ways. As late as in the 1980s, it was discovered that the quilts slave women made out of scraps of material to keep their family warm at night were used to help fugitives. Certain designs, such as the monkey wrench design, were directions for people who were escaping. The quilts would be hung out over a fence in the morning to air, and they would be folded in a certain way so that any escaped slaves passing by could see where they should go next. In this way, they were helped along on the Underground Railroad, the secret routes to freedom. Facts on slavery in the USA. The first slaves were brought to North America in the 17th century. Massachusetts was the first state to abolish slavery in 1783. All states north of Maryland had abolished slavery by 1830. In 1860, there were about 4 million slaves in the southern states. When the northern states had defeated the southern states in the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, slavery was abolished.